10,000 rupa na gaudiya guru varga. To all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis present here, to our guardians and to everyone else. So the question being raised here by the Vaishnavas is that we hear that when Vasudev Maharaj bought this baby girl from Gokul back to Mathura, to the prison of Kansa, then we hear that when Kansa tried killing this baby, like we heard yesterday, no? Yesterday we heard this explanation of why we follow Janmashtami. What is the reason we follow Janmashtami? All this we heard yesterday, no? We heard yesterday that the reason we follow Janmashtami Nirjala, this Nirambu Upvas, is because Devaki and Vasudev were the ideal sadhaks and sadhika. She was the ideal sadhika and Vasudev was the ideal sadhak. Because we see, they were imprisoned for so many years in the prison of Kansa. And that every day for them was Nirjala. Because Kansa was placing huge rocks on their chest, torturing them so much. They were suffering so much. So therefore we see, because they suffered so much, in one way we see that Krishna's heart melted seeing their suffering. And therefore he appeared before them and he became their son. Like we heard yesterday, no? Vasudev asked Devaki, saying, "Oh Devaki, since you married me, you're suffering so much. Since you married me, this aerial voice came, this Akashwani, that, oh, the eighth son of yours will kill Kansa. Kansa grabbed you by the hair, wanted to kill you right there on the spot. Anyhow, I convinced him not to do so, saying Devaki will not kill you, her son will kill you. So I'll bring all the sons one after another." So you lost one son after another. One son after another. So therefore, are you not very unhappy that you married me? Devaki said, "No. Although I'm suffering here, I have satsang. I have sadhu sang. Because Vasudev Maharaj is a great devotee. Therefore, I'm in your association. Therefore, I'm very happy," she said. So here we see that the ideal devotees, no. Because we see Nanda and Yashoda are actually in this Siddha Bhumika. If you see Nanda and Yashoda, they have not taught us this process of sadhana as much as Devaki and Vasudev have taught us. No, although this mood of separation comes from Nanda and Yashoda, if you see, Vasudev was in one prison, and like we heard yesterday, we have 5 gates on top, 2 gates down. So we are also in this prison which has 7 gates. And also these are the gross gates. And then the 2 subtle gates. One is the gross body and the second is the subtle body. So we are also imprisoned by this stula sharir and linga sharir, mind, body, intelligence. So therefore, how can we get out of this prison also? We are also in a very similar situation, like how Vasudev is. You know, at least Vasudev in this life, he was in all these, for all these years, he was in the prison. But we have been in this prison since time immemorial. It's time without beginning. So therefore, by following in the footsteps of Devaki and Vasudev, by trying to do austerities like them, then Krishna's heart will also melt and he will also appear before us. So therefore, we do this Nirjala Ekadashi, Nirjala Vrat on Janmashtami, not eating anything, not drinking anything, because we have to get out of this prison that the mind is captured in, that the soul is captured in. And we heard yesterday also, no, that why do we observe Janmashtami during midnight? Why? We hear that, like we heard yesterday, that when Vasudev, like one reason we also hear that Mother Yashoda, she herself told Krishna that you're black because you're born during midnight. And during midnight, you are fed the milk of a black cow. Therefore, you're black like this, she was saying. You're dark. You cannot say he's black. We're saying he's dark. Dark-hued. Because you're fed the milk of a black cow and because you were born during midnight. So that's one reason. We heard yesterday also that as soon as Vasudev brought this baby back, because Yashoda had two children, no? One was Krishna and the other was Yogamaya. We see in the Bhagavatam, she is described as Vishnu Ranuja, the younger sister of Vishnu. Therefore, she is also called Vaishnavi. So then we hear that Vasudev didn't see the boy. He only saw the girl. So anyhow, he placed the baby he had in his hands instead of the girl, and took the girl away. And what happened? This boy merged with the boy there. The boy that is Krishna himself. So in this way, we hear that when he was bringing this baby back, then what happened? As he took the same way back again, the way he came from Mathura to Gokul, the same way he took back again. And then automatically the chains, all the guards were sleeping and the chains were made unloose. But then as soon as he brought the baby back, then the chains again, automatically the shackles, he was shackled again by these chains, hands and feet. And his wife Devaki also were shackled. And this way, the baby started crying. And then all the guards awoke. They were all sleeping when Krishna had Krishna in his hands. And automatically the guards, they heard this baby crying. Then they went to Kansa, saying, "Oh, Maharaj, the eighth child of Devaki and Vasudeva has been born." So they said, Kansa came rushing there. So then we hear, like we heard yesterday, Kansa tried grabbing this baby. And then Devaki said, "Oh brother, what are you trying to do? She's not even a boy, she's a girl. You must have some compassion at least on girls. Because girls are at least, you must show some mercy on them more than at least on boys. She grows up, then at least I'll marry you, marry her to your son. So don't do this." Anyway, Kansa was so cruel, he grabbed that baby. And as he was about to throw that baby on a huge piece of rock. No, this piece of rock we know. When Nityananda Prabhu, when he came to this place, Mathura, there, he saw this rock which Kansa had used to kill all the babies. And this same rock, when he saw, he took that rock and threw it in the Yamuna. So this rock is so inauspicious to even look at. It even had the stains of that, of those babies' blood still present on that rock. Anyhow, that rock kept following Nityananda Prabhu, and then we know, when it came to Kardaha, three deities manifested from there. You know, Radha Nanda Dulal, and Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govind. This way, these three deities manifested, and we know to this day that rock is still growing. It is said that a Muslim, he was using that rock to pass stool, and then anyhow, the rock started speaking to him, saying, "Hey, what are you trying to do? I'm from Braj, and you're trying to pollute me this way." Because the rock is covered by the dust of Raj. They say the rock is even kept now, preserved now. So here, Kansa, on that same rock that Nityananda threw away, on that same rock, as he was about to throw the baby girl away, then what happened? The baby girl manifested as Ashtabuja, as Kankali Devi herself. In Mathura, when we do Parikrama, there's this temple, no? Kankali Devi's temple. Kankali Devi is the worshipable goddess of Kansa. So then when she manifested, she said, "Oh, Kansa, you have no sense. You're so arrogant. Know that your killer has been born elsewhere," she said. So here when she spoke these words, this way, two reasons are being highlighted here. See, one reason is that when your killer has been born elsewhere, when she uttered these words, it was still midnight. It was still 12 o'clock, midnight. So therefore, Krishna, he appeared during this time, 12 o'clock. A killer has been born elsewhere means, here one more proof is being given, evidence is being given, that Krishna was not born in Mathura, he was born in Gokul. Because if she would have said, "Your killer has been born here," then it would have made sense. But she said, "Your killer has been born elsewhere, in another place." So this means Gokul. And also, when did she say this? She said this during midnight. During 12 o'clock in the midnight, middle of the night. So in this way we hear that same, so here we see that when she chastised Kansa, then we hear that Vishnu actually blessed his younger sister. He said, "You will be worshipped in all three worlds by different names as Bhairavi, Vindhyachal Vasini, Durga, so many different names, Kankali." So then we hear that who is she? What is her factual position? No, what is her factual position? So then we think about it. Is she Mahamaya or is she Yogamaya? Who is she? So we see that when she was in Vasudeva's hands, she was actually Yogamaya. No. And she was born from the womb of Yashoda, she was actually Yogamaya. Actually, we see that, like we heard yesterday, Yogamaya was already present in Braj. No, like we heard yesterday in Gopal Champu, Paunamasi Yogamaya, she came with Sandipuni Muni's son. No, which is Kusumasava. She came with Kusumasava, and then she told Nanda, and then automatically she was wearing saffron cloth. So all the Vrajvasis had so much faith in her. Then she told Nanda that, oh, then Nanda arranged a nice like cottage for her on the banks of the Yamuna. She said, oh, very beautiful son will be born to you in the near future. You should be ready. So Yogamaya herself spoke these words. So we see Yogamaya was already present in one form there as this old Tapaswini, ascetic lady. And then we see that in another manifestation, in a small form, as a baby, she was born from the womb of Yashoda. What is not possible for her? In fact, it was Yogamaya who took the womb away. It was Yogamaya who took Baladeva away from the womb of Devaki and placed in the womb of Rohini. It is said actually that Baladeva was also present in the womb of Rohini, but one ansh, means one part of Baladeva, was present in Devaki's womb. And then this part from Devaki's womb became one with the whole, which is Baladeva Prabhu present in Rohini's womb. So he was already there actually. Baladeva is always Rohini Nandan. He's always from present in a womb. But anyhow, she can do this, then why can't she manifest a small portion of her within the womb of Yashoda? So then when Vasudev took the baby away, she was Yogamaya. And then as soon as Kansa touched her, then she was no longer Yogamaya. She became Mahamaya. Who is Mahamaya? She is the Rakshatri. She is the guardian of this Durga. What is this Durga? This material world is like a prison house. And like we hear, no, what does she do in this prison house? She covers the conditioned souls by this subtle body, by her avaranatmik shakti, by this potency of covering, she covers them, and then by her vikshepatmik shakti, she throws them away, casts all the conditioned souls away in this material world. So therefore, she is the rakshayatri of this Durga. So when she was present in his hands, she became Mahamaya. And then in this way, as he was about to throw her, she manifested in her form as Mahamaya. And then anyhow, she chastised him. She kicked him on the head. So here we see that Mahamaya is the one who is bewildering all the demons. No. And Yogamaya is the one who is always present before the devotees. She is the one who makes Krishna. She is the one who manifests all of Krishna's pastimes. Like if you see, Krishna's pastimes has two particular features. No. There is Sarvagyata and Mugdata. So here we see Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead himself. But in Braj, he forgets that he is God. We see that when, when Krishna is sucking the breast of Putana, there all is Godhead who is manifest. There is Sarvagya. At the same time, when he is with Mother Yashoda and Mother Yashoda just puts him down, Putana had the strength of more than 10,000 elephants, but still she could not make Krishna leave her. But then Yashoda, all she did was she just grabbed Krishna and made him sit on the ground. So here you see there's Mugdata, there's forgetfulness. There is Sarvagyata. Actually, even when he's sucking the breast of Putana, there's Mugdata. Krishna has just said, oh, I'm just sucking a breast, drinking a milk, and she died, what can I do? But in other instances, like when Krishna's performing his Aishwarya Leela, there's Sarvagyata. Krishna knows he's God. Like when he chastised Brahma for what he did, he chastised Indra, he knew he was God. At the same time, then he becomes Mukta. So who is manifesting all these different features? Is Paunamasi Yogamaya herself. She is arranging for all these leelas to manifest. Because ultimately we see, although in the Gita, Krishna said, oh, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya. This way, tatmanam sujamiham, oh, paritranaya sadhuram vinashaya chatushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. These are actually external reasons for his appearance. Why? Because will a pure devotee ever call out to Krishna when he's in pain? He will never call out. Why does Krishna appear in this material world? Madbhakta vinodaya karomi vivida leela. Vivida leela karomi. This way he descends to this world for which reason? To please his devotees. Madbhakta vinodaya. To give them vinod. To give them pleasure. This way he performs his vivid leela. Various pastimes. So therefore Yogamaya, she makes him forget. This Mugdha. Mugdata comes. And then he becomes Sarvagya at the same time. So here we see even during Kattayani Vrata also, no? When we say Kattayani Mahamaya, Mahayogini Adishwari, so here who is she Mahamaya for? Mahamaya, she is for who? She is Mahamaya for the conditioned souls. But actually she is Yogamaya who is being worshipped. Yogamaya is the one who is being worshipped by all of them, no? By all the Vrajadevis. Like we see Yogamaya in Braj has such a special position. We see even when Jatila didn't want to send Srimati Radhika from Javat to Nandagaon, that time Madhuri Yashoda was thinking, why is she not sending Srimati Radhika? Because Srimati Radhika had this benediction from Durvasa that anything she'd cook would be nectar. So she wanted Radharani to come and cook in Nandagaon because Krishna was very thin, very weak. But Jatila said, no, I will not send her. Who does Yashoda think she is that I have to send my daughter-in-law there to Nandagaon? She said, I will not send. But then it was Yogamaya who came and told Jatila, oh, if you don't send your daughter-in-law, your son might die, all your cows might die. Don't do this. This is very inauspicious for you. So therefore, Jatila had so much faith in Yogamaya. Therefore, she said, all right, you can go, she told Radharani. And so Yogamaya is always helping Krishna's pastimes. No, like we see, even when Jatila Kutila didn't let Srimati Radharani come to meet Krishna in Nandagaon, then Krishna, he manifested this sickness leela. He had a headache. And then Yogamaya was the one who made the announcement, who said, the lady who's most chaste in Braj, if she anyhow brings water in a pot which has 1,000 holes, and she does, and she bathes Krishna's forehead gently with this water, then Krishna will be cured of this headache. Then, as you know, Kutila and all others came, they failed. But when Radharani came, not a single drop came out of that pot. So who arranged for this leela? Yogamaya. And this way, Yogamaya is arranging not just one, two, so many leelas. Even in Mathura and Dwaraka, she is arranging leelas as Subhadra in that form. And even when Krishna left Braj and went to Mathura and Dwaraka, who was pacifying all the Brajavasis was Purnamasi Yogamaya in that form. But as Mahamaya, we see, what is she doing? She's punishing all the demons. She's Mahishasur Mardini. No, all these demons she's punishing, she's doing all these things. So therefore we see the position between Yogamaya and Mahamaya should be properly understood, or else many misconceptions can come. Like we see in Bengal, there is this Krithivas Ramayan. So in Krithivas Ramayan, Krithivas, he was a very strong follower of Durga Devi. So in his Ramayan, what has he written? He's written that Ram, he was told to worship Durga Devi. Why? Because he was told that anyhow he couldn't kill Ravan, so only by worshipping Mahamaya Durga Devi he could kill Ravan. He should worship Durga Devi with 108 lotus flowers. So he found 106 lotus flowers, but he couldn't find two. Anyhow, Durga Devi had hid the two flowers away. So then Ram said, all right, I'm Kamal Nayan. My two eyes are like two lotus flowers. I'll offer my two eyes. So as he was about to pluck his two eyes out, Durga Devi appeared and she blessed him. Oh, now you can kill Ravan. You'll win the war. So in this way, to this day, because Krithivas has written this in Ramayana, all the Bengalis, all of India, all the Punjabis, all South Indians, they all follow this Navaratri during Kartik. Just before Kartik, for 9 days before Kartik, they follow Navaratri. Why? So many misconceptions about Mahamaya. Will Mahamaya ever speak like this to our Prabhu, Krishna? Because we heard Vyasadev in his trance, what did he see? Bhakti Yoga Manase Samyak Praniti Amale Apashat Purusham Punam Mayam Chatat Apashrayam. There he saw Maya Devi standing behind Krishna with folded hands. She was even ashamed to come in front of Krishna. Why? Because she thinks I'm performing such a great disservice. Because all these jivas are part and parcel of Krishna. And what am I doing? I'm making them averse to Krishna. So therefore, she does not even come in front. She stays behind. At the same time, when Krishna descends to this world, he said, I descend through the agency of my Atma Maya, of my Yoga Maya in this way. So in this way, we should properly understand, who is this Mahamaya? Who is this Yoga Maya? Or else, we see ultimately Mahamaya also is a manifestation of Yoga Maya. Because what is Mahamaya doing? She is actually purifying us. No, like sometimes a mother has a baby in her lap. And then the baby, he sees a little candle with a fire on top. And he wants to touch that fire. And the mother is holding the baby back, saying, don't touch it, don't touch it. And anyhow, the baby is saying, I will touch, I will touch. And then the mother says, okay, go touch. And she lets the baby go and the baby touches the fire and he burns his finger then. And he starts crying then. And his mother takes him back on the lap and starts looking after him again. Similarly, Mahamaya, what is she doing? She's punishing us for what? She's preparing us for Krishna's seva. Saying, don't look towards this material world, look towards Krishna. In this way, she's working. So therefore, she also is like manifestation of Yoga Maya. And she's doing all these works. So therefore, we must be very, therefore we must have a proper understanding of who Mahamaya is, who Yogamaya is. when Krishna was present, he was considered as a human being. By those who were covered by Yoga Maya, he was considered as a human being. And those who were covered by Mahamaya, he was considered as a human being. Therefore, we see all these demons, Mahamaya was working. And for all the Vrajavasis and all the devotees, Yoga Maya was working. And Kansa, for him especially, we see, Mahamaya especially was working. Kansa was no normal demon. Like I remember many years before, Shauti Maharaj, he was on a morning walk with Gurudev. And Gurudev asked Shauti Maharaj, who is a bigger demon, Hiranyakashipu or Kansa? So then Gurudev just asked this question and he walked away. He didn't answer. So then Shauti Maharaj, he asked the Vaishnavas in Navadvip, saying, who is a bigger demon, Hiranyakashipu or Kansa? Then the Vaishnava said, Kansa. Kansa is a bigger demon than Hiranyakashipu. Although Hiranyakashipu was the reason that Narsingadev appeared, still we see Kansa was so powerful, Krishna had to leave Braj. Braj is the life and soul of Krishna, it's his heart. No. He said, no, Vrindavan Parityagya Padamekam Na Gacchati. Still he had to leave Braj and he had to come to Mathura because of Kansa. Such a big demon. And he had to kill Kansa. Therefore, Mahamaya was always working for him. But for his devotees, Yoga Maya. So this tattva we especially listen during Katayani Vrat. Yoga Maya, Mahamaya, what is what? Anyhow, praying at the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas, we can only pray that we realize this tattva within our hearts and gain a proper understanding of what this Atmaya, Yoga Maya is and what Mahamaya is. Vancha Kalpata Rubhyasya Kripasin Vaircha Vaitanam Bhavnibhyo Vaishnibhyo Namo.
Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindho Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishna Vibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gora Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandabhat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta, Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, Dwarupanuga Guru Varga, and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So again, this interesting, tricky question. Who is helpful? Mahamaya or Yoga Maya? Is Mahamaya helpful for the Jiva? So, first we have to understand, Bhagavan he is Shaktiman, and he has Shakti. By his Shakti, then everything, the desire of Bhagavan is manifest. So there's the spiritual world, that is the place, the internal potency, the chit shakti, or the chit jagat. Then there is also the material world. Now, why is it like this? The reason is because this is how Bhagavan wants. This maya shakti is, he said, is the shadow of the original Shakti. Now, yesterday or the other day, we just heard about Indra. Indra, he is king of heaven, but by power of Maya, now he is thinking like, oh, he's enjoying stool, like this. This is how powerful Maya is. But you know, this Maya is only, is one aspect of Krishna's mercy. The Jiva, in one explanation of our Guru Varga, they would say the jiva, the especially that we're talking about the tatastha jivas, they are part of Krishna's, of Bhagavan's pastime in the material world. So they have actually in this position that they can choose. Now, why they're in the material world? Because they have chosen, or they have some that desire to enjoy separately. They have this bahirmukata. Now, to fulfill, you know, just to fulfill that desire, and like a school, you know, like fulfilling that desire, then what is that? Oh, they want to enjoy separately. Just to fulfill that desire, then even Bhagavan has manifested this maya. Just for giving that desire of the jiva. And in a way, they will also learn a lesson. So, Bhagavan does not force the jivas to love. Otherwise, it won't be love. So, jiva has choice. If by choice, like the desire to enjoy separately from Bhagavan, then maya is there. Otherwise, how they, you know, they can think they're enjoying. And this is the power of maya. If you look, the pigs, they think they're very happy. They can fight over a stool like this. But if this maya is removed, then they will see how terrible the condition. Same with the in human form also. We think we're very happy with all the facilities that we have, even without love. But it's actually like suffering. But now the question is, why is God arranging like this? We say, oh, it's mercy of Bhagavan like this. But why arranging like this? And now they were suffering. Because, like even right now, we know Krishna is very happy. Krishna is most sweet like this. Even if right now Krishna will tell you, I'll bring you to Vrindavan. Let's say if Krishna will take us now to Vrindavan. If we don't have this prem, you will not be happy in Vrindavan. You will only be envious of Krishna. Like, you know, if with our consciousness now, Krishna will take us to Goloka Vrindavan, really, we will not be happy there. We will only be envious of Krishna. We will be creating so much disturbance in Goloka Vrindavan, like this. So, therefore, there's a place for jivas like that. We don't deserve there. And so, first the jiva have to desire. Now, the first, they have this desire to be away from Krishna. Okay, it's given, but they will never be happy. They will have to learn a lesson. They're going to suffer. But then, by that, then they will start to begin to ask question: who am I? What is the purpose of life? What is the suffering? So this is all for the purpose of purification of the jiva. So maya is like, that's why his name Maya is Durga, because like a warden, like the head of the prison. So in this way, like disciplining the jiva, or making jiva understand, to the point that finally when the jiva becomes antarmuk, no more bahirmuk, some desire is there. Then actually the same maya now becomes helpful for the jiva as yoga maya. So it's actually the same shakti, but functioning accordingly to what is proper for the jivas, like purification or advancement, like this. So we should see in this way that as Mahamaya, there's a purpose for that. And she is like the prison warden, disciplining all the jivas. Jivas who have all these envious like tendency, and at the point where they begin to become like desirous to know Krishna, at the point that actually they begin to surrender to Krishna, then in the beginning there may be tests, but later on Krishna will, because Krishna ultimately is the owner of this Maya, that is his Shakti. At the point when the Jiva really surrenders to Krishna, then this Mahamaya no longer will disturb him. But a different type of Maya, the original Maya, what is that? That Maya that facilitates the relishment of like prem, where actually this Maya removes all this conception of God as God, that the devotee will only see Krishna as on the most beloved friend, or a child, or a beloved like this, or my master like this. So Yoga Maya, in that spiritual world, now Yoga Maya nourishes the loving union of Krishna and his devotees. So these are like perfect arrangement of Bhagavan himself for the development of the Jiva and also for the relishment of his pastimes. So in this way, we can reconcile like these things, whether we reconcile like how Maya is favorable for the Jivas and totally like a special manifestation of Shakti and helping the Jivas to become like purified, so then they become qualified to really have the real existence, and that is in the spiritual world.
Ongyanati Mirandhasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataruhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhai Bacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namaha Namaha Badanaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne gaurati se namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jivi Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath Echai Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan Jaite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Jayasri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Saparshad Gaur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Samavit Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Chaturmasya Vrata ki jai, Patparankari Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Samavit Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Pramanandi.
Now is all our Vaishnavas near is hearing. Devaki and Vasudev, near is Krishna appears. But his name Krishna, that time anybody not know. That time he is Lord Narayan. Chaturbhuj, Swarup, Vishnu, and Narayan Swarup. Krishna name is after giving Gaurgacharya. Later, and Balram, Baldi Prabhu's name is given Balram. Later, but before no name. The no name meaning no identity? No identity. Chaturbhuj then is identity. He is Narayaniya Vishnu. This much. But Vasudev Maharaj taking this, his son, Narayaniya Vishnu, no Krishna. This is difference. Try to understand. He is appears is here on Sangso. No Swayam Prakash. No Tadekatma Prakash. No Swayam Rup. Only Swangso. Meaning this Ansavatar, Narayan. No Purna. Purna full, but no Purnatara, no Purnatama. Purnatara, possible, no Purnatama. Here he appears after his giving instruction, inspiration, all arrangement, you take me. Gokul, why Gokul going? Why not other way, Govardhan, Vrindavan? There are also many other? No. Why? Gokul is my Purnatama avatari. Lord Krishna is there present. I am part and parcels. You are taking me. I am going there. I am. Will be with them. All Brajalila Rasa, I am tasting. Narayan Swarupiti is not possible. Nobody take care of me, nobody giving me breast milk. Nobody putting in palanquin, possible palanquin. But no sustains me, no pulling my hair, no threading me. Narayan, Chaturbhuj, all are will be afraid. Therefore he is changing his Swarup, Dibhuj, Muralidhar. But that time also no Murali. Only Dibhuj. Many persons, many babies are born Dibhuj. They have no Murali. Therefore the conditioned soul. So Narayan is now Dibhuj, then his conditioned soul? No conditioned soul. But he is no Purnatama Avatari Krishna also. He is came and meeting with this real Krishna. Nandanandan Krishna with his meeting. He is entire. Why he has desire? I am Vaikuntha and any other planets I am staying. But I cannot tasting this Brajaras, Brajar Lila Rasa. I have desire. I am thinking many times. How can I am this Braja Bhumi is going? Brajavasis, this love and affection, and this Madhurja Ujjala Rasasado, Madhurja Ujjala Pramadya, this Unnata Ujjala Rasa, for he has also desire. Then he is entering in this Vrindavan. At a time, Yogamaya, there is present. She is present. And Vasudev Maharaj looking this Yogamaya, he is taking. Why he is taking? Krishna is giving order. You keeping there and you bringing Nanda Maharaj's daughter. Therefore he is putting their son, bringing daughter. He knows something happened. But Lord Narayan is appears. Then Lord Narayan at a time in jail is breaking, killing Kansa. As a choice, he is doing everything. No problem there. Narayan has no problem. Also, before Devibani, Akashvani, he eighth son is killing Kansa. Everybody know. Then he is doing everything, but he cannot do. Why? He is saying, my Shakti, Yogamaya, she is coming. she is helping, she is teaching, and giving some time also. But Vasudeva Maharaj bringing this Yogamaya, she came, she is first meeting with this Devaki. Devaki requesting Kansa, brother, but Kansa not hearing. After Kansa, he is trying to kill him, but she is kicking. Then she is saying, oh, how can you killing me? Your killer is now any other way is born. He is now present other way. Wow. Now, Kansa say, demigods also tell lie. They are also liar. They are cheating me. Then Devaki Vasudeva near is requesting, oh my sister and brother-in-law, you now go back in your home. Your karma, what can I do? This is not my fault. But not telling, I am doing it or did wrong. Your karma. Now you go. Demigods are cheating me, tell lie. Now you go back. You staying nicely. And also not will be angry with me. Many things is telling very politely. Why? Khane rushta, khane tushta. Rushta tushta, khane khane. Abhyavastita jityanam, prasada upi bhayankaro. Anybody? Very pleased and very happy, smiling, dancing and sweet talking. At a moment little against, little, then he is come to your great enemy. That person, mercy is also very danger. Bless and mercy, this is more danger too. Fire, anger, fire too, more danger. Devaki understand, Vasudeva understand, they are also pacify Kansa. You know, criminal, cruel enemy with his neighbor doing any contract. Contract then only sweet contract. Not telling you are wrong. No, you are no wrong. You are right. You are proper. Anything is doing you. You are king. You are emperor. Too much glorify. Vasudeva Maharaj know everything. Vasudeva Maharaj pacify him. But Yogamaya came. Yogamaya giving his good opportunity, good chance. But he can change. He now making meeting. Anyhow, I am destroy all. I am killing Krishna also. Everybody I am killing and destroying. His choice and desire difference. Now, why is this change swarup? See, Yogamaya then, now Ashtapuja, Durga, Kali, Bhairavi, Vindhyachalvasini, Kankali, this and that name with his everybody worshipping. Then telling the Yogamaya, she is in eternal world, postgraduate, meaning all liberated soul. Therefore, she is teaching and helping. She is engaging. But conditioned soul, they no like soul service, pure soul service. They like only body service. Body happiness, body recreation, body enjoy. Mind enjoy. This much. They no like soul and pure soul. Anybody telling, worshiping pure soul? Yes. What is giving me fruit, benefit? Yeah, your will be tension, bah, then I'm worshipping. You will be wealthy, then I'm worshipping. No need hard work, all solution coming. Then, okay, this bribe is giving Vyasdev. In Ved, Vedanta, Shastra, Upanishad, Epriyat, Puran, Vapuran. The conditioned soul for this living entity, for this Mahamaya, sees her name. Maya, meaning Maya, Anaya, Iti Maya. She is showing everybody, teaching everybody, this you are temporary, you are refugee, this is not permanent, you like this everything collecting and will be happy and forever. this is temporary. Also, your body is temporary. Your mind is temporary. These things catching, touching, this is poisonous. Very painful. Don't get relation. She is great teacher. Well wisher. A to Z, point to point. All time. I am going it wrong. Then she is bus. Sending many army soldiers. Catch, bring back. I will not try to want to come back. Then giving good teach, good learn, punishment. Too much, then is possible change. Other is not changing. So Maya, Yogamaya helping, but after. But Mahamaya Swarupiti is continue helping. All time helping. Jiva going wrong way, distance to God. Jiva going independent. That I like doing many things, then all coming punishment. This world only happy anybody within Yogamaya. Permanent happiness. What Yogamaya doing? You are serving God, your soul. Then I am helping in you. Otherwise, no my class, you go back down Mahamaya's garden. Mahamaya Durga, Devi is Durga, jail. You already inside jail. Now, one jail, two jail, one third jail. Now, first is you have gold chain, after silver chain, now is iron chain. More tying. So now is punishment. What this punishment is helping for? But after get liberation, therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Kuladevi Yogamaya Kare Kripa Kabe Kripa Kari Abarana Sambharibe Kabe Vishwadhari. When Kuladevi Yogamaya mercifully she is teaching everything and removing all and detached to all everything, and she is giving me entrance. But first, why not give entrance? Just now hearing entrance giving, then they are doing many things wrong. All minute to minute, like one new person is coming to his temple. What is doing? Any glasses, it is silver glass, that one also is drinking milk, drinking honey. Going temple pujari, then looking, bah, very nice honey. Then he is all honey taking and there is drinking. Pure ghee, coconut milk, yeah, come to this condensed milk, all is there, is inside is he eating. And in plate inside. Outside is anybody glass with this, taking this water, then beating him and glass is throwing, new buying, new arranging. So Mahamaya and Yogamaya has this difference. Mahamaya's conditioned soul living in a day, going any good places, they cannot change this nature and character and behavior etiquette. They not learn it. But Mahamaya is nearly torture, and all teach. After his little serious, then Yogamaya Devi, Yogamaya Swarupiti is teaching this plus point meanings, all service. So this Mahamaya Yogamaya non difference. Ordinary for Mahamaya and liberated soul for Yogamaya. This thing. So now Bhushita Maharaj bringing this Maya Shakti. Possible she is teaching Kansa. And she is helping Kansa. Yeah, everybody's. Other no bringing, then independent. Maya Devi now 1 minute for. She stopped her service. Look, Jiva, what is doing? Like Dwarka Puri. What they're starting, Prabhas. They're taking grasses, taking stick and sword, attacking Baladev Prabhu. Killing in you. You are sitting, you're front of, he's beating my, killing my son, he's killing my brother, killing my uncle, you not telling anything, I'm killing you. But okay. Taking on grasses and beating, all killing. Therefore, try to understand. Conditioned soul, independent. All jiva independent. Independence is good. But they misusing, wrong way using. So Mahamaya continue jivas for giving God. And chastisement, punishment. Her soldiers, army, not to one. Srimad Bhagavatam, what saying? Bhavatavi. Not only Bhavatavi, Puranjan, this, all stories. Many things is telling. You're going this side, how is this punishment? And this side come, everything is well. Telling, one deer, standing, looking in front of fire. This side is innate. And this side many dog. And this side, one hunter, ready to shooting arrow and killing. Then she is closing eyes and remembering God. Oh, storm come, wind and rain. And storm, then all dog eyes is, they are closed. There are no more barking. And net is flying. Fire is stopped. And hunter, he is shooting deer, shooting dog. Dogs are all die. Now deer is looking everywhere open. He sees running, jumping, and he sees gone. Free will. So this is called maya, miyaya, anaya, iti maya. You are not in God and God person, then is maya. Then is everywhere punishment. And you are within God, then everywhere is free will, all free, all, everywhere you are muktapur. These things have understanding. Therefore, this Mahamaya, this Durga, jail, this is one is manifesting. Here is training. After training, Saddhatu starting, and after Asakti, Bhav. Bhav Dasa has also Praiki. That time also not to present. After Bhav Dasa, then Prem Dasa, Varan Dasa, Shravan Dasa, Manan Dasa, many things. I am continue, complete. I am offering himself. Yeah, I am now also distanced to him. Where am I? All checking, 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 attesting, looking, no. Prahlad Maharaj did disturb. His father is torturing, angry with his father, against his father. But this world, anybody taking my glass, anybody taking my watch, Ramanujaj is telling anybody taking copin, door copin, how much fire, fighting each other. Very big, big sadhu. But you are going, door has locked, cutting door, lock, and going inside little and taking one, this. SIM card. Otherwise taking mobile, what is mobile has, otherwise laptop is little checking, then looking this Mahabharat. Now starting war, big war. Who give you permission? This much telling? Complaining? Oh, big war. Therefore, thinking about this. Mahamaya, she is time to time smashing, pasting. Why? Only for changing. Anywhere I have attraction, affection, I am attachment, cutting all. Therefore, Krishna telling, Jasyam Anugrinyami, Harishya Taddhanam Sanai. Anugrinyami. I like, anybody like, has love for me, but they cannot come out. Then I am Harishya Taddhanam Sanai. He has any attachment, any wealth, any health, anything he has, attachment, all I am cutting, all I am destroying, all I am stealing. I am making poor beggar, street beggar. Then, what he is doing? Where going? Then I am accepting him. And anybody continue serving him, then everything is his, all property, Jogmaya Devi's arrangement. What is problem then? What I am thinking, this is my, this independency, I am not offering. Krishna is mine. I am Krishna's. This is not enough. This is not surrender. Krishna is mine. Meaning, my all time, all moment, I am using for Krishna. Then is bhakti. Krishna is my, I am Krishna's, then not bhakti. Oh, Krishna take care of me, Krishna serving me, Krishna look at me, Krishna everything doing for me, but I can't do anything. This is not bhakti, this is bhog. Guru bhogi. Gurudev, khaibar jodi dei na pariba, shishya koila ken. Gurudev, you take diksha and harinam, mala mantra. Now giving room, giving food stuff, giving cloth, massage my body, cleaning my body, and my pocket money giving, I am going here and there, darshan for tour and travels, all money you arranging. Otherwise, why are you giving mantra and diksha? I am your. Now all, punishment for you. You accept me, why are you accepting me? Now you all maintenance you giving. Other, you know, I have gun, I have sword, I have trident, other I give me slow poison. Everything, killing in you, giving me everything. So this is called, therefore Krishna arranging maya. All time Krishna's near telling, Krishna give me, Krishna give me, Krishna give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. Then Krishna, yes, giving you, look, giving maya. Then give me maya, Bab, very happy Krishna. Maya, very cheating. At a time giving 10 stories building. At a time giving, not one wife, 100 wives, 200, 500 sons and children. And giving, also love not with them, then love with his one dog, one cat, kitten. All giving punishment, bah, torture, and Krishna smiling and happy, bah. Now anywhere going, there is was pinching and crashing, burning. Otherwise, jiva disturbing. So Guru Bhogi, Krishna Bhogi, they're telling, I am your. I am offering myself your near. Allahu Allah, Bismillah, Khudat Allah, give me Rasgulla. I am opening mouth, no opening you. Allah. Nani de, pani de, chirag de, thilla de, Allah de. Day and night they praying only. But I am not serving. This is not possible. Sarnagati starting service too. No Sarnagati then. Meaning I have 1 minute life, 1 minute also for you. Complete life for you. Complete time for you, that day Jogumaya taking left, giving connection. Otherwise, karke dikhaunga. Main banke dikhaunga. Main bhi kam nahi hun. Main bhi Allah khudrat Allah ka banda hun. Main kam nahi hun. Aap kon hai? Main bhi kon hun dikhaunga. So jiva has this straw or jiva. Jiva, very, no nonsense, no common sense. Bas, hearty, jiddi, straw. But this is nothing. All more punishment coming. Therefore, first day, oh, Krishna is mine. There to starting this Raganuga Bhakti. Yashoda Mata saying, Krishna is mine. I am not Krishna's. I am Nanda Baba Jr. complaining. Hey, Nanda, you throwing air? You chastising him, beating him? Punishment giving? How are you? 7 days is carrying Govardhan. All fire is eating. He is not an ordinary boy here. He is God. Say, yes, you are Nabalik. 90 years you have no brain. You are Gwala. Gopo. Anyhow, God himself, what is problem? He is my son. I am chastising him, I am taking care of him, punishing him, everything. Mamata, Pramata Dhika. Japriti Abhiveka Nam, Vishesh Onupayani. And other side, Mamata, Pramata Dhika. Oh, Krishna is mine. I am serving Krishna, otherwise he is hungry. I am not giving water. He's thirsty. I'm not running pain. He's suffering, sweating. I'm arranging for him everything. The mamata to starting this. There, any other mamata, there is Krishna get birth. Krishna, Janmashtami, not Mathura. Vrindavan, Gokul. Why? Krishna has their mamata. Jadamata has this mamata, this love and affection. And Prajavasi has this love. Therefore, there is Krishna, Janma Lila. Other places, no. So this Janma Lila, this is very important things. They are to starting Raganuga Bhakti, Ragatmik Brajavasi. They have Anurag. Krishna is mine. Relationship. I am Krishna, then I am throwing myself, wait for Krishna. I can't do anything. Krishna arranging. Krishna say, oh, Jokhyama Bahamaham. I am my soldiers and head with his caring. So Arjun Mishra, one Brahmin, he reading every day Gita. He say, this Krishna telling this liar, bringing one pen, wipe for telling, bringing pen, red pen, cutting this line. Say, this Krishna not telling truthful. Krishna, Jokshama Bhamam, no, right, true liar he is, cheater, he is cutting, he is gone bhiksha. Nobody giving bhiksha. He is moving, running, come back, evening house, then his wife is very angry. Moving here and there. Huh? Then saying, why are you beating this boy? Crushing his back, bleeding, or giving a lot of things. He caring. He will be die. Why are you beating? Then Brahman thing is this Brahmani, long time not eating. Therefore his brain is lost. The Brahmani say, take your broom, I'm killing you. Why beating this boy? How is sweet boy? How is sweet baby? How is are you small baby giving punishment? A lot of giving he is caring for. After he is caring, not caring, then beating him. Oh, say, what are you saying? Come, look at this. How many things you sending? He is looking in room full of how many things? What happened? And say, small baby, on top he giving head and soldiers and hand and everywhere and hanging here. He is caring and come. After beating, all crack and all bleeding. Oh, then you understand. He bring books, looking, books have no sign. Our no mamata, no affection. Krishna is mine, no thinking. Then how can bhakti? Little disturbance come, little problems come, little anything, then, oh Krishna, how are you? You are not fulfilling my desire. You make me sick. Okay, I am sick, I am weak, I am anything is my karma. Prahlad Maharaj never calling. Never calling Nrisimhadev. You are never calling Krishna. His father giving punishment, complaining Krishna. He has mamata. He hearing gurus near. Krishna is mine. God is mine. These two things, no understanding difference. Conditions of living entity, this world, therefore no bhakti. No starting bhakti also. Now is soon coming Janmashtami. Therefore this program is running. Tomorrow next question coming. So all are understanding and try to follow, then his Janmashtami will be successful. Otherwise, what can I do? Je timire, se timire. Dark to dark, well inside is well frog. No one to come out. No try to understand anything. Chalo, Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari.